här näsan finns i jocken med närmast. Mm. Jag är lite värd att känna mig. Sen har jag mig jocken.
Är det riktigt med Julio? Det är med. Well, in the olden times, you know, how cold it was. She was explaining in olden times, in her mother's day, her grandmother's day, when the medicine man taboos were strong, you know. And the women had their menstrual period. They didn't sleep with their husband. They slept separately. And they didn't even use the dishes or anything that the family used. They just ate by themselves. And she said, Apan? Okay. Because her father's first wife was not careful with her blood, her father was becoming blind, and so they made him divorce her because she wasn't careful, she wasn't clean, and she was, because she wasn't clean, she was breaking a taboo, which was causing her husband to go blind. So when he divorced her, separated from her, of course his eyesight improved, and a woman didn't urinate anywhere near where the house was. She went some distance to where the family is not making their daily living, you know, where they didn't walk to make their living. She just went quite a distance, separate from the house area, the living quarters area, to urinate. And she doesn't know, but they might have used caribou skins or moss or whatever to catch the menstrual flow. Maybe those who were in the caribou country did, but there are some people who here who indicate that there were no caribou in this area, so it wasn't that plentiful, you know. Maybe some of them used squirrel skins or muskrat skins or whatever, you know. For their period? When they were traveling and
when they were traveling.
Okay. Is this in the monarchy or even after they've become a woman and their children? Well, Buck, I'm
happy. And she bought it at Menashe for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
The first year of college. I think that's going to have the most important. We could find out. I could go check in the room, but check in the store.
Pagok to samarok itna aglut la si jom juli yagni nyak to kuna ta na ta bunga ili yaklu to kuramun ani yoramun to munimnya aglut kagagat juli yagni kagagat itna agnagonik man Agnaronik man dat kerarit man tam na aturubong naga unye ni kami itnat laruba al-alrok si kami
Agnaronikat ke kakasin mutil lakal ini sige kasawera kaya yung matan taon mura alrok na nilupa si matakno at luka pasamitikian Kerja muda bawa ni apa tak kita mu, bawa kerja muda ni apa tak kita tak mu, anggap tak ni aku, sebab kerja nak hilang macamnya,
Igloo coming uvani una amnak uye niktok aglu kami suragiva
Alors, ta mère, on va reprendre. On va mettre un lac.
She mentioned that after, in among their people, when in her monarchy, the little house was used.
And even when they bore children.
In their monarchy, they used the little hut, and also when they gave birth. But after they are married, when she has her menstrual period, then she just sleeps separately, but in the same house with her husband. And apparently, they didn't use the shield, the face cover that the Kobuk people did. That's a Kobuk custom, but they didn't use it in her area. But like she said, she just didn't use the same utensils or eating tools that the rest of the family did. She had her own drinking cup, etc.
Well, the telling is strong to do against expressing oneself as
to summon a spidgo, a quote is a bit material on the thing. I'll look of it, come it for minute, it no thing is. I'm not coming for heck, I'll look among the euro to summon a thing.
She's never heard.
Kumilla lagi senyek tu.
Aku nak pamitkan untuk orang nota. Apa tu orang pamit? Sepak pamitnya. Apa orang nota? Mana gaya jangan jual pamit siapa? Aku nak berita.
Tu buat aku nanon dari dari showing ni jangan berhenti.
Pakai jas jas
just to see that they feel funny to learn for the late to check their school to
repeat.
Some of them are the young girl out of the family. They're to get a sweet yummy yet. Tabna, a papa, yaga, a cat, you know, not only one thing to be sure. We have put them in the rock.
Tabna, ah. She touched a little bit on portions served for men and women, and kisi blutin ne wo pa mat sakpati. Okay, she was raised as an only child. Apparently, a Kobuk man wanted to use her as a trading wife, you know, the mother. But she refused, and when she refused, I guess in his embarrassment, he pronounced a prophecy or a curse that if she ever gave birth to any male children, that none of them would live. And so none of them lived. Her mother. And consequently, she, being a girl, she lived, and her brothers didn't live. And because she was the only child, they didn't withhold anything from her, including those portions of food, like from the ptarmigan, that they reserved for the men. He allowed her to eat them, and the nice fatty pieces of brisket and ribs from the caribou that they reserved for the men, she was allowed to eat. And even she remembers her mother giving her some snuff. And if she wanted liquor after they went down to the ship, she was also allowed, except she didn't like it, so she just didn't use it. Because she was an only child, and they didn't want to, they just wanted to include her in whatever it is they had, you know. The bottom, the back tail, huh? There's a story from the Selowik group of two families that survived a famine season. And one of them fed her husband the breast, and the other one fed the back and the gut. And the one who fed her husband the breast part eventually lost him. Even though he ate those parts, he died. And the other one who fed her husband the back and the gut part, even though he became very weak, he survived. And I don't know if that has anything to do with this story, if that is why, you know. But you know, it's not just all meat. It's part of the internal organs also, you know. Yeah, because they were providers. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And then the children, yeah. itna nifimik atchukuyla ta khaming nallingit sikhaga kebati ukok apangit atangit kitunangit atatangit itna nifimik ta khaming nifikli yuting pikaming nifikto pikaming khanok atchukuy abuing rangata rabat the portions, when they're serving the portions, like when food was getting scarce and then they would serve portions, the men would get the largest pieces. Whether they were old or married men, you know, that was a man's portion. The women got the next size. They cut them all in the same size and cooked them together. And whether she was an old woman or a young mother, they got the same size. And then the children got the smaller portion. And then in this winter house that they live in, all of the men would eat together in one side of the house, and then the women would eat together over here in another portion of the house. He said the way the men ate their seal oil was to dip these two fingers and put them in. And the women also dipped these two fingers, but they used the third finger maybe to keep it from dripping when they took the seal oil. They dipped two and put three in the mouth. You know, it's funny. With my upbringing in the old Eskimo way, even when I'm out there, and you know, a bunch of us Mormons will get together and have something together once in a while, and then the men would be standing around and the women would be together, etc. And then it would be time for refreshment. Okay, because of my upbringing, I fix a plate and then I take it over to my husband, and then I get my own. You know. And then the men would wonder, why isn't my wife feeding me, you know? and wonder what,
and
he,
wonder
did
what he did
that makes me, feed him first,
feed
you know.
Him first, you know.
But they don't know,
but
is my Eskimo
a
breed.
and
the women
think,
why are you spoiling him,
you know?
I could no more quit that than I can be
Eskimo.
Yeah.
And why is that? Women in Europe will always, they pour the wine, they do everything. The men are waste on. And Americans, you know.
Yeah, it's so much ladies first,
you know?
Yeah. But I don't feel right because of my upbringing. If I fix me a plate and my husband is standing there still waiting to eat, you know. So I fix him a dish and give it to him, and then I enjoy him. Okay. The men dip two fingers and put two fingers in their mouth. The women dip two fingers but put three fingers in their mouth. See, she thinks that they put two fingers in and three fingers in the mouth. One, this, the third finger is used as kind of a drip guard, you might say. Ladylike.
Yeah,
I do too. The woman. So le café menu. Have any more questions?
Thank you.
said when they had children, they had theirs, you know, quite close together. And some man advised her husband that girl babies are conceived at night and boy babies are conceived in the morning. Aguna kuna inyum minyikman imma tisarak tunga ilyatni anggo namik manna inyum mikang niksuk naga agno ramik tisamma kanok tema kanyik kakluwi tubali kanok itmata naga kucik man sunirakibat dung kanok semna kanok ilisin mata kaki kaki nak pati ingli teman kita main nyak ping so I think She said they told her that if they were going to have a girl baby, they had a lot of freckles. The women had a lot of freckles. And then when they were carrying a boy baby, then the face didn't change. And they always told her when she carried a baby to, once in a while, to move it in there so it wouldn't get stuck or adhere in any area of the abdomen, and then once in a while to press down on it. And she said, "Damna nakilla matrum doctora ka." And then she said this pressure that you apply on the child is what causes the blue mark in the back. Okay. She understands the cause. She said not all of her children had the blue mark when they were born. And she understands that when she has birth pains and it's taking a long time and she's applying pressure on the fetus, that this pressure causes the bruise, the black and blue mark in the back. Which one?
See?
To the Eskimo.
To the Eskimo.
The Mongoloid.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think they are. No.
It occurred to me. It appears as though women have very easy time in childbirth by and large. Now, I wonder if they know of anyone who died in childbirth out at St. Lawrence and who was out there in bonding with them. He found two stories of women who died with weak babies. And I wonder also about what happened to so badly crushed away.
Of the child?
Well, I was thinking of the child. But suppose you had a terrible hunting accident or a terrible fall. Isn't this the time for destroying someone, put them on their pain? They may know an individual like this if they ask it, you don't have to tell it.
Ami apkunatun nalor mi khati miktun itna erni sulle khaming sakak paguting bibirang itliwit ya nakhara nasla rotun itna erni rarang itliwit tisama visi gok nalling itnik inyupe khati psi tukhurot ta na anichinya khating erni nya khating She knows of a woman who died at childbirth. The child, she had a difficult labor, and she bled a lot.
She bled to death,
and she's not sure whether she eventually gave birth, or if they finally removed the fetus. But this is fairly recent, I think. Tisamaru gopsali illa imma illyatni agnak yakninyang nirsuk ilyumme asin tunut mungapluni isi gaurang ini yakhoni nekho sivulling yuni ta nasin anit yakhunipyok akanipisakip lukuptok She's heard of breech birth,
but she hasn't heard of any of them causing the mother's death, you know. She was telling me some of the superstitions that the girls were told that they should not use a knife, because if they did, if the child kicks inside, he might rupture something which would cause her death. And she was not to leave one side of her arm inside her party, because when the girls were growing up,
Singe yoga lok nak.
Uh-huh, before she was even married. Okay, this is what they also told her. And that she shouldn't keep one side of her arm inside of her parkie because when she's giving birth, just a portion of the child might come out and then be stuck there for a long time. And then she shouldn't, even when she wakes up in the morning, she shouldn't just lie there because when labor starts, she would have a long labor. And then, but if she wakes up and gets right up, well, this would, when the time comes for her labor, she would have a short labor and a